But our next guest, I just want to talk that June is National Fostering Awareness Month, and a campaign had been launched to highlight the benefits of fostering a child and also dispel some of the myths about it. There are currently 686 children living with foster families across Dublin Mid Leinster, so that's South Dublin, Kildare, Longford and Westmeath, and that's according to Ireland's fostering agency Tusla Fostering. Recent figures show there are currently 392 foster carers supporting children and young people in the Dublin Mid Leinster, highlighting the vital role foster families play within the communities. Last week we spoke with Tusla National Lead for Foster Care, Jackie Smith, and Nolene O'Reilly from Rathangan, who is a foster carer. And after we ran the segment, we were contacted by a listener, 22-year-old Sean, who lives in Naas, and he has been in foster care, or had been, since the age of 14. And he joins me now on the line. Good morning, Sean, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
Sean, as far as you are comfortable with, can you tell us how you ended up in foster care?
Yeah, so for most of my life up until age 14, it was fairly normal. I said I didn't really have much complaints. I'm not really going to go into the reason as to why.
Yeah.
But a few things did happen, and I got in contact with, or social care workers contacted me actually through my school.
Okay.
Because stuff happened there, and yeah, it was just a transition into being where I am now.
And it must have been very, very difficult at that time.
But at that age, at that time, I wasn't really aware of what was going on, okay, to be honest.
Yeah,
and I wasn't really like thinking like, oh, what's going on? I sort of just blanked out. I didn't have a lot of feelings at the time, but it's something that's sort of being worked through now in my adult years, I'd say.
And it must have taken a bit of time to settle or feel secure, given you were one place one day and then another place another day.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say, though, I was fairly lucky in the foster parents I did end up with. I feel like the transition is a lot easier there.
Because, yeah, isn't it that, you know, it's, and again, we're not going into the detail, but that to kind of take a child out of a situation, you know, a very difficult one, obviously that transition to a new home and a new family in a foster care setting, again, I can't imagine how difficult that is. But then after some time, you said, you know, you had a lovely family. You know, the change that that can make for a child and in their life.
Yeah, it was a pretty big change. Culturally as well, having parents that are from a different country to being with an Irish family, even in that, even small changes such as the food and sort of the people I meet as well is very different. And because my sort of cultural background comes from being with family a lot of the time.
Okay.
And sort of transitioning into sort of an Irish family, which I'm not saying that Irish families don't sort of be as close with family, but I'm talking about families or houses that have about 15 people in them.
Yeah.
Like you can't get away from your family.
Yeah.
And now being in a smaller sort of space and having to sort of like deal with that is a change, yeah.
A major change. So was it from 14 to 18, Sean, that you were in the foster care system?
Yeah, it was 14 to 18, and now I would be in the aftercare system. And to be honest, I'm not really sure what that means, but I'm pretty sure it's sort of a different affiliation.
And is there access to some support and therapies with that aftercare system? I think our line might have just dropped there. Yeah, it looks like there's an issue with the line there. What I might do is we might take... actually, we're just going to look at some of the messages. Sorry, another person, that was in regards to, I was saying that tickets, sorry, for the St. Bridget's Community Choir in Kildare Town, they can be bought in Kildare Parish Centre or they can get in touch. There is a phone number. Laura, are you happy for me to share that number out on air? I can if you want me to. And it looks like, I'm just wondering, have we able to get Sean back on the line?
Hello?
Sean. It looks like the line just dropped there. Asking you, is there support? You mentioned the aftercare, but what is there support or services like or any kind of therapy that's available to you?
Yeah. The counselling, I'm not really sure how I went about it, but I'd say Tusa did point me in the right direction in regards to that. There is a local... counseling place for kids and teenagers that I used for a while. And in terms of supports, I found the social care workers were very helpful. They were on call and a lot of the time. To be honest, I didn't really ask for much, but what I did ask for, you know, they were able to help very willingly.
And to ask you, Sean, the difference that it's made in your life versus if you hadn't moved out of the situation you were in, like, do you think about that? Where you could have ended up?
Yeah, I do. When I ask myself that question, I do believe that I feel like I am in a better place. Not to blame my parents or anything, it's just if I stayed in those circumstances, I don't think I would have maybe reached my full potential. To use an example, like education, I feel like it's a lot more easily accessible in my current position.
Okay.
Because I feel like I have a more stable grounding and I don't really have to worry too much about my circumstances. I can actually focus on study, which is great, which I feel better about because I feel like my future feels a lot more in grasp, if that makes sense.
Okay. And then just to get your perspective, there can be a lot of misconceptions about foster care. What do you wish people understood about better about children who are in care or who were in care?
I feel every child that comes into care is obviously has their troubles, but somewhere in there is still a child. And I feel a misconception that could happen with kids who maybe say that they're in foster care is that, you know, like you can't really treat them as normal people. You have to sort of keep them at arm's length. But I feel like the child themselves know that they do have their troubles. It's just they need that guiding hand to bring them to a place where they feel safer or better about themselves. And I know we've had a few foster kids come in here who maybe stay for like a short while, and I feel like even that has made an impact on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would you say to somebody who was thinking of becoming a foster carer, but they're not sure they're the right person?
I'm going to say that it definitely is a tough job. I'd say it's being a parent, but I feel you have to put in a lot more understanding and patience, I feel. And that is difficult. I don't believe it's something that can, like, come easily. But if you are willing to learn the understanding and patience, I feel like it would be good for you as a foster parent. And you don't necessarily have to be a perfect person either.
Who is Sean?
Yeah.
And how are you doing? How are you doing now?
I think I'm doing quite well compared to myself at age 14. I think I'm doing a lot better.
And you
obviously, though, I feel there is a bit of a mental work and a bit of sort of, lack of a better term, holes to be patched.
Yeah,
but I don't want to say that as in, you know, I'm someone who's damaged who can never be fixed. It's, you know, like trauma stays with everyone and it's a matter of healing and accepting. But I'd say, yeah, I am in a better place. But I'm still working through some things, yeah.
But, you know, like that's the thing, Sean, you're actively working through them. You know, and I think that's the difference. And we can, you've individuals, all walks of life, but if we don't deal with, you know, the problem that's knocking on the door, if you don't open the door, it won't go away. You know, we need to work on these things.
I agree. Yeah.
And you've third level. Are you finished third level now, Sean? Is that it? Or
I've actually completed a 3-year PLC. Because I was planning at the end of it to do a top-up degree, but that wasn't available, sort of finishing my PLC, so I'm hoping to go into a level 7 degree now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on completing your 3 years as it is. And look, I know it's not easy to come on air and talk about this, but it was just, you had reached out to us, and I think that often happens. We don't get to hear from the child or I know you're not a child anymore, but you know, who has, who's gone through the system, and they're the voice that is so often can be lost, and they're the critical part of why this is so important. And I know, as I mentioned, we spoke to Nolene O'Reilly, who's been foster caring for over 20 years. And without people doing this, we can't give these children the chance that they deserve, because every child deserves that chance.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning. That was Sean, 22-year-old, who's sharing his experience of being in the foster care system.
Talk that matters.